I was born towards the end of 1942 in what turned out to be several countries. At that time, it was Hungary. It was in its turn Hungary, then the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Then it became the Slovakian part of Czechoslovakia. Then it became Hungary again. Then it was part of the Soviet Union, and now it's the Ukraine.
Wow.
I know, I haven't moved around. It's the place that moved around, the borders.
Okay, so
But I never actually lived there. I grew up in Budapest. My grandmother, my mother, and her sister all lived in Budapest. When my mother was 19 years old, she was very ill, typhoid, typhus, or however you want to call it, and nearly died. When she was recovering, she was sent to a sanatorium in the mountains, and that's where she met my father, and they got married, and they lived where he was from, that area, the Carpathian Basin, which kept changing borders every other, not every other century, more or less every other decade. I had a brother who was 6 years older than I, and a baby sister. I never knew anybody. My father was taken to, I don't know where, but he was taken in 43. Before my sister was born, he never even knew he had another child. My mother, my brother, and I were taken into the Munkács ghetto. The name of the place where I was born was Munkács in Hungarian. It's Mukachevo, I think, in Russian. I don't know if there is another name in the in Ukraine, and it must be the same. It was a place with a lot of Jews. 30 to 40% of the population were Jewish, and hardly anybody survived. Some adults survived. As far as I know, only one other child Jew survived. In early spring 44, when my brother was 8 years old, my sister was a few weeks old, and I was a year and a half old, I was stolen out of the Munkács ghetto and taken to my aunt and granny in Budapest. And within a few days of that, the ghetto was emptied, and the whole population of the ghetto were taken to Auschwitz. Not sure if anybody from that last shipment judgment actually survived.
Right. So what was your grandmother's background? What do you know about that?
Nothing really.
Mm.
Nothing was ever told to me about anything ever. I don't know why things were kept a secret, but everything was a secret. The only things that I do know is she was the eldest of eight children, with the youngest 10 years younger, and those were the only two who survived the Holocaust, my granny
Wow.
and her younger sister. All the other six were sometime, somehow killed during the Holocaust. My granny and her younger sister were the only two who actually lived in Budapest, and they were the only two who survived. And my only relations are the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of my granny's younger sister that I know of. There might be great-children, great-grandchildren of the other six that I don't know their names, I don't know where they lived, I don't know if they were married, I don't know if they had children, I know nothing about them. Absolutely nothing. The other thing I know about my granny, which is a big, big secret that was told to me on my 16th birthday, is that my granny was divorced. Totally unheard situation in a religious Jewish family. But apparently, her husband was a gambler, and he gambled away two businesses. So my granny, in order to be able to finance the bringing up of her two daughters, had to divorce him. The only reason I was told this was, the way it was put to me was that I should be aware of the fact that gambling may be in my blood and I should never touch it.
Wow.
So that was the big skeleton in the cupboard of the family. Divorce in a religious Jewish family? Unheard of. And I knew nothing else. I was never told anything. We were talking about the plaiting of a challah. I could see my granny doing it every single Friday morning. She never showed me how.
Yeah.
I was never taught to cook, to bake, to clean, to sew, anything.
What else do you remember about home group? What sort of house did you live in? Big house? Flats, apartment, apartment?
We lived in a big city. There were private houses where I never knew anybody who lived in a private house. Tenement. Housing was very difficult in Hungary. I think not as bad nowadays, but it was very difficult in Hungary. We had 3 rooms. There was no such thing in Hungary in those days as a sitting room and a bedroom.
Yeah.
You just had so many rooms, and every room was used to whatever purpose was necessary. So, for example, in summer, the 3 of us slept in 3 different rooms. In winter, only 1 of those rooms was heated.
Yeah.
So the all 3 of us slept in the same room. Every room had a bed, a cupboard, a wardrobe, a table. Kitchen and bathroom had their own particular designation, but all other rooms were simply rooms and to be used as you like. I think it has changed now, but that's how it was in those days.
And how did your grandma or your aunt make a living?
They both sewed, and I was never taught to sew. My aunt made ties. All her life she worked on making ties for men. This kind of tie and that kind of tie and occasionally a scarf and silk ties and bow ties, and that's what she did.
Yeah.
My granny, by the time I knew her, she was old. Well, she wasn't that old, but for me, as I was a little girl, she was very old. And she didn't have a job as such. But any time any religious Jew died, my granny was notified and she sold the shards.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a religious thing or it's a Hungarian religious thing. There was a very prescribed way of what the body has to wear in order to go into the grave.
Yeah.
And my granny did that and got paid for it. And she looked after me, yes. As a matter of fact, on occasion, I was sent to my granny had asthma, and occasionally it got bad, and she had to be taken to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt was working, so occasionally I had to be sent to an orphanage for a few days, or sometimes for a few weeks. But then when my granny got better and she got home, then I got home as well.
Wow. So what memories do you have of those times?
Not a lot. I have always been very good and still am very good at forgetting the unpleasant things.
Yeah.
I'm really excellent at it. What I had rickets when I was 3, 4, 5 years old. I don't remember it. Yeah. I know it, but I don't remember it. And I wasn't the only one. Oh, the orphanage was not a Jewish orphanage. It was an orphanage. And there were nuns.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the children were. Maybe some of them were Jewish, maybe some of them weren't. I have no idea. I have no way of knowing. I was very little when that was happening.
Yeah.
But what I do remember is other children with rickets who had it much worse than I did.
Right.
I recovered very well, and really only my teeth were affected.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember children whose bones were very badly affected, and every time they had a knock, they had a broken bone which would not heal well. And I can remember little children with three elbows in an arm.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. And I also remember having to fight for food. When a war is over, things don't go back to normal 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
I was only 2 and a half when the Second World War was over. But food was not back to normal until considerably later, years later. But then even here in Britain, you still had those rationing.
Yeah.
You still had rationing well into the 50s.
Yeah.
And Britain didn't suffer to the same extent as Central Europe did.
Yeah.
I mean, the war was not actually happening on your streets. The war was happening away from here.
Yeah.
And still, rationing didn't stop until well into the 50s, until maybe 12 years after the war. So when a war is over, it takes years, years, for the situation to go back to what you would call normal. So food was scarce.
And presumably the orphanage kids get it the worst.
I remember huge bowls of boiled tatties, which is what we got, and yogurt with it to cool it down and to, I don't know, that was huge bowls of boiled tatties and yogurt.
Mm.
And we fought for it. Little kids, 4, 5, 6 year old kids,
wow,
fought for it. But then I only spent there a few days, or maybe occasionally 2, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And other children lived there full term. Uh-huh. And other children suffered more. Uh-huh. And other children suffered more from rickets.
Yeah.
And maybe some, I don't know if they survived. But I did.